Disobedience by Naomi Alderman. The rest of the room was disordered, more so than I remembered. Papers mingled with half-drunk mugs of coffee, pens, unanswered correspondence, plates and cutlery in teetering piles and collapsed mounds on the table and the floor. But the books were in perfect order. Each one had its place. They ran in flawless alphabetical order round the room, each book muttering contentedly to its neighbour. Ah, I thought, and here we find the root to the weirdness of my life. I felt pleased with this evidence. No playroom in this house, no children's room, no family room, but a huge knock-through double-length room for books. How many books were here? I estimated, by counting one shelf and multiplying by the number of shelves on the walls, 5,922, give or take. I wondered if I'd read 5,922 books in total in my life. "But you weren't supposed to read us," the quiet books murmured. "You were supposed to get married and have children. You were to bring grandchildren to this house. Have you done so, wayward and rebellious daughter?" "Be quiet," I said. "Stop talking." This is the problem with having been brought up in an Orthodox Jewish home, with those ancient stories about Torah scrolls that debate with each other, or letters of the alphabet with personality, or the sun and moon having an argument. All that anthropomorphizing gets to you in the end. There's still a part of me that believes that books can talk, that isn't surprised when they start to do it. And, naturally, books in my father's house would be hypercritical. I could hear them, in that room, whispering to each other. "No grandchildren," they said, "not even a husband. The practices of Egyptian women. No Torah in her life, no goodness." I couldn't talk myself out of it. I felt ridiculous,